Thank you. Y'all got a lot of audience work ahead of you. We appreciate your help. Another wonderful pioneer of old-time acoustic music and bluegrass music that has a street named after him down there. His name is Doc Watson, and name always will be Doc Watson. And he has a festival that he started in memory of his son down in North Carolina. And the first year, called Merle Fest, a wonderful festival. First year they ever had it, they asked us if we could come down, and they did for 2 or 3 years. And we had another festival we played that weekend. We'd been playing for years and couldn't go. And 1 year, one of the festivals must have gone on the Chinese calendar or something, because we was able to go. And by the time we got there, it started out as an old-time music festival, because the Watson family is one of the most influential groups of musicians to ever come out of that area. And by the time we got there, though, they had already started having devil be gotten, pimp will be ridden, hair be sodden, maggot infested, snot encrusted, belly button enthralled, bicep fixated, modern country music. Sometimes that gags me. And I tell you what, they had some of the prettiest men there singing it I'd ever seen. Boys that wore makeup. And whenever the guys that didn't get their hair cut in the kitchen anymore was up there singing, they had a place over to the side, kind of like we have here, like a VIP section. And the VIP section, when the pretty boys was up there, it would be packed. You couldn't get in or nothing. Kind of like ours is now. We had one guy, and he had to go do something. And we was playing around all the subordinate stages and everything. And eventually it come our time to play on the big main stage. We was scared to death. We'd been playing music with people around on the side like Clint Howard and George Shuffler, and names that I realize only a few of you have ever heard, but you could do worse than hear about those guys. And anyways, we got up on the main stage and pretty nervous because it's a big thing, and we looked over in the VIP section and only one person was sitting there that day, but it was Doc Watson. far as I was concerned, it was the one that counted. And we had recorded this song, and he wanted us to do it. Said it's his favorite song we'd done. And I was really honored because he invented a whole style of guitar picking for this song since he didn't play the fiddle. He said he got it off his father-in-law, the great old-time fiddler, Gaither Carlton. And normally I'd be nervous, but I'm not because I've played it for Doc Watson.